neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Human Settlements Minister Thembi Simelane says flood victims and shack dwellers in KwaZulu-Natal have not been forgotten. She's been responding to a recent report by human rights organisation Amnesty International South Africa, which found that leaders are failing those affected by climate-related disasters. The organisation raised concerns that victims of the April 2022 floods are still living in temporary accommodation and singled out Etiqueni Municipality as one of the hardest-hit regions. Amnesty's urged government to provide better housing and essential services. Minister Simelane, who has welcomed the report, says addressing the imbalances of the past won't happen overnight. Here's her spokesperson, Tsekiso Machike.
The not in my backyard attitude has been one of the obstacles, particularly in KwaZulu-Natal, to providing permanent shelter for the flood victims. Several projects have responded to people's housing needs across the country. These include KZN's Kanku Road, Pilgrim X, Konobia and Mpambayi.
It's a special day in our province. We're asking you to be part of East Coast Radio's Big Favour Season of Sharing Telethon Day. Our season of sharing in partnership with Pick and Pay is marking its third year. East Coast Radio's marketing manager, Tanya Davis, says the initiative will help feed families across KwaZulu-Natal during the festive season.
It's our annual big CSR, where we basically ask KZN to come on board, partners, corporates, to try and collect as much money as possible so we could feed as many families as possible during the festive season. We all know where and how our Christmas lunches look like, where we're getting our food during the festive season, but for many families, they don't. And specifically targeting kids who go to school that probably get one meal a day at school, schools close. And so those kids aren't getting fed during the festive season. And so the season of sharing's purpose is to feed as many families as possible.
Now, you can donate any amount through the Big Favour donation tab on the East Coast Radio website. You can also join us during the live telethon at Pick and Pay Hyper by the Sea, Durban North. We're there from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. And Elon Musk has got what he's asked for. Shareholders at Tesla have voted for a massive pay package for the CEO that could reach $1 trillion. More than 75% of them backed the move at the electric car maker's annual meeting, with the chair arguing that Musk is essential to Tesla's future. The package aims to ensure the world's richest person stays at Tesla for at least 7.5 years, lifting his holding in Tesla to potentially more than 25%. A euphoric Musk told The Gathering that he, quote, super appreciates it. Activist group Tesla Takedown, though, criticized Musk's leadership as a participation trophy, citing safety risks. Durban's reaching a high of 22 degrees today, Maritzburg 17, Richards Bay 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.